Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3093, How to Learn from Everything and Everyone by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. I read you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Learn from Everything and Everyone by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com. Have you ever heard the saying, you either win or you learn? Or the popular, you have to fail forward? I'm sure you understand the idea of using situations, good and bad, as learning experiences. But that's easier said than done, right? It's easy to talk about learning in every situation, but when you're upset, angry, or disappointed, it doesn't seem so easy. It starts with your perspective. Here's how to learn from everything and everyone. How to learn from success. Success is such a powerful teacher. It teaches us what we did right and what we should replicate. Success makes us feel great. It's motivation to keep going, to strive for more, and to have more success in the future. But success can also be a curse. I've noticed that when people use the phrase, you've got to forget the past, they're always talking about the negative stuff. People like to forget losses and remember wins, but there are reasons for doing the opposite, at least sometimes. How many people have you known who achieved a certain level of success to the point that they thought something was beneath them? The real estate agent sells a $1 million mansion, and then 3 years later, when the money runs out and the market dries up, he ends up homeless because he refuses to get a job working for $10 an hour to pay the bills. After all, he was in the $1 million club. He can't get a job until it pays what he's worth, right? Well, it's a trap. Sometimes we need to forget our successes. It's also called swallowing our pride. Take all of the lessons you can from your success, but remember them as lessons. Don't hold them with hard-headed pride. How to learn from failure. This is the big one. How many books are written about learning from failure? Well, this is also the hard one. So what's the trick? Well, it's not as much of a trick as it is a perspective. Learning from failure starts before the failure happens. You have to position your mind to think right so that when failure arises, you're prepared for it and ready to learn. I've made a habit of using a motivation paper in the mornings. This paper has a few quotes, some scripture references, but predominantly it has reminders on it. Here's the most powerful reminder on my paper. Learn from every situation today, good or bad, no matter how I feel about it, take a lesson from it. It's too easy, so simple, and we all know that this is the best mindset, but it's the fact that I remind myself of this every day that is so important. You must remind yourself to learn from failure before it happens, every day. If you do, I know it sounds cliche, but you never really fail. It either works out or you learn a valuable lesson. Looking back in my life, there are plenty of times that I failed and I'm better off because of it. If I would have succeeded at what I was trying to do, I wouldn't be the person I am today. How to learn from other people. Yes, you really can learn from everyone. Simply put, you either learn what to do or what not to do, what works and what doesn't. Become a people watcher, not in a creepy way. Watch people, analyze what they do and why. Find people who are where you want to be in life and get on their schedule. I'm a huge fan of mentorship lunches, dinners, and coffee appointments. It's true that if you're with a highly influential person, you should listen and say very little. Of course, most highly influential people are going to try to ask you questions the entire time because they're good with people. It's okay to explain to them that you're there to listen to what they have to say and tell them that you want to ask the questions. When I say highly influential, I'm talking John Maxwell level. When you set up mentorship sessions with leaders in your community, you'll probably want to make the talk time a little more equal. John Maxwell actually explains mentorship very well. He says, many people think mentorship is one person who is way above the other person and trying to eventually bring them up to their level. That's not true mentorship. He explains that it's actually two people who are taking turns pulling each other up to their level. We all have something to learn and we all have something to teach. That being said, if you're actually at a mentorship session with John Maxwell, just listen. Don't miss the lessons in life. Perspective and mindset. That's what it comes down to. If you're busy making excuses, you'll miss the lesson. If you want to feel sorry for yourself, you'll miss the lesson. If you think life owes you something, you'll miss the lesson. If you want to blame someone else for your failures, you'll miss the lesson. Keep moving forward. Keep learning in every situation. Don't miss the lesson. You just listened to the post titled, How to Learn from Everything and Everyone by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Kalen. Yesterday, I was talking about how I changed my major a handful of times in college and how I wouldn't take that back if I could. It actually exposed me to different ideas and tastes of what a career in that field could entail. And it could be seen that each was a trial and a failure, but I definitely don't see it that way. A little cliche, like Kalen said, but they were all great opportunities to learn from, and I think I was better off for it. Same with previous business ventures. My first couple could be seen as failures, but I truly think that if those didn't happen, I wouldn't be here reading to you now and every day for over 8 years. So many of the skills I learned through those quote-unquote failures are what got me to this place right now, and I can't think of a job I'd rather do. Even building apps for a living 10 or so years ago relates to these podcasts, believe it or not. So many skills are transferable, and the launch and marketing of those apps related to the launch and marketing of this, and really all of our shows. Like Kalen said, it's all perspective. So thank you to Kalen for this one. Hopefully it can help you with your perspective today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.